Aman?
Yeah, the point I wanted to make is that the patients which you talked about, the first patient, she had multiple positive nodes. If we look at the risk of recurrence, patients with positive nodes have a higher risk of recurrence compared to the negative nodes. But when you follow these patients and look at their hazard plots, after 3 to 5 years, the risk of recurrence between node positive, node negative, 1, 2, 3, 4 or more, becomes much more closer. So I think that is one factor which we have to keep in mind. And the second thing is that, yes, our gut reaction is that we should be subscribing aromatase inhibitor and endocrine therapy to these patients. But right now we don't have any strong evidence in support of that, except for that MA17 data, which was post-code-breaking, and then the patients were given the choice, not randomized, given the choice, and then looking at that data, which is not planned. And I think that we need to wait until we have the prospectively randomized studies before we jump the gun and say that we should be offering this type of therapies to all patients.
You're talking about when there's a delay.
When there is a delay.
So how much of a delay gets you uncomfortable?
I advise the patient if the window is within the MA17 period.
Which is?
Which is about 6 months either direction.
6 months. Okay, Paul?
Actually, I'll let people who are involved in the Oxford overview comment, but MA17 did not show what Aman's saying, that there's a diminishing difference between node positive and node negative patients across time. In fact, it was very constant, the difference. I think the Oxford overview shows the same thing.
Yeah, I agree. As far as we can tell, it looks like a steady rate, and it's about half for the node negatives that it is for the node positives, which is where one might draw some lines. But I don't think that we have terribly good long-term concept of where this data goes after 10 years and 15 years. We know people are still recurring, but we may not have the exact magnitude of that really pinned down so well as one would like.
Aman, do you agree with what they're saying about the overview?
I have looked at the overview, and I was in the same meeting where they were in the same rooms. So I think it is how you interpret the data.
I think, though, Aman, if I may say, that the overview still remains the overview. MA17 is a prospective double-blind randomized trial, and the event rate in the placebo arm is the most accurate data you could wish for in North America. It's 5,000 patients randomized from Canada and the United States in community practice, and the event rate's the event rate, and it remains consistently double in the node-positive patients compared to node-negative year on year in the MA17 trials. So I think it's probably the best data that there is.